You know, she goes on to say, I'm saying she, Kelly Holland, goes on to say that our financial lives have become more complicated, looking at debt, responsibility for our own retirement, saving, and the like. But school-based financial education is often lacking, if it even exists. And as a result, many teens and young adults leave school with little or no financial knowledge. And as a result, stress follows. Debt, responsibility for our own retirement saving. You know, the pensions guaranteed retirement. 401ks do a whole lot more than nothing, but they don't guarantee retirements the way pensions did. And so, again, they're good to have. 401ks are much better than having no retirement plan, but people aren't able to just chill about the matter the way they once did. One of the things that Holland urges us to remember is that we don't have to be wealthy, though, in order to achieve financial well-being. Now, notice now, she didn't say we don't have to be wealthy to achieve emotional well-being. We know that. But she's saying even to achieve financial well-being, we do not have to be wealthy. So, one of the things that we find out is not just about money, even though the financial worries were at the top of the list. The financial worries were not the only reason. They're not the only reason that people are stressing out. One of the things that they looked at, the everyday health experts looked at, is resilience and this whole matter of being resilient to stressors, which, of course, is a benefit. But they almost kind of sort of flipped the script on us because they went on to talk about the cost of some of this resilience. Judging from the responses to their survey questions, one thing was clear. Check this out. Black Americans were notably more resilient to stress than white-only and Hispanic respondents. As a matter of fact, compared with white-only and Hispanic survey participants, Black Americans were much more likely to report not being stressed. Now, let me share with you what they did not say so that we can really appreciate what they did say. They did not say that Black Americans said they do not experience stress. The people who participated in the study, the Black Americans who participated in that survey, were more likely to report not being stressed. So you had Black Americans who reported not being stressed. But of all the ethnicities who responded to this survey, Black Americans were the ones more likely to report not being stressed. They also appeared to be more successful at managing their stress when they did experience stress than the other two groups. And they were more likely to say that stress actually motivated them to make life changes. Now, I got to tell you, the question came to my mind, hold up, what about belly fat caused by stress and the fact that Black people experience racism certainly more than any other ethnic group in the country? And it has been demonstrated that the stress caused by racism causes belly fat, makes it harder for Black people to have healthy blood pressure, etc. What about all of that? I couldn't help but be curious, and I'm sure many of you were too. Well, the everyday health experts wondered about that. And so when we come back to this, I'm going to let you know what some of their questions were. I'm going to let you know what they discovered in the process. So stay with me. When we come back, at the very beginning of the next hour, we're going to continue this discussion. So stay with me.